Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning and welcome to the Corpus Christi Cathedral. Thank you for joining us via television, radio, and social media. Happy Mother's Day to all of you who are moms. Thank you for everything you do and everything you sacrifice for us, your children. I invite you to please download the order of worship that we will be utilizing this day from our webpage, cccathedral.com. And we're happy to welcome those of you who are joining us here in the church. Welcome back, all of you, and thank you continuously for joining us on the television and again social media. Let us stand to rejoice in this Easter, fifth Sunday of Easter, by singing, O God, Beyond Our Praising.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. There's many thoughts I have, but I'll hold them in because I may not get them out. It's so beautiful to see you here this morning. I know it's been a long journey for you, and somewhat of a longer one for each one of us. I am tearful for our pastors, too, because they are longing for this day as well. So thank you for being here. Those who have decided not to come, we completely understand, and we pray that as time goes on and things get better, that we will be able to fill our churches and fill the cathedral in a very special way. Today, in a certain way, we celebrate Easter. The flowers are gone, but the spirit of Easter is here, the spirit that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. This is our great anchor in life. This is our great hope. And so we bless the holy water today that would have been blessed on Easter and share it among ourselves because we are a royal priesthood in Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism, so that we may walk with him in newness of life. And so, now that our Lenten observance is concluded, let us renew our promises of holy baptism, by which we renounce Satan and all his works, and promise to serve God in his holy Catholic Church. Let us pray. Lord God, in your mercy, be present to your people who keep vigil of this most sacred day, and for us who recall wondrous works of your creation. Let us pray. Lord our God, in your mercy, be present to your people's prayers, and for us who recall the wondrous work of our creation and the still greater work of redemption, we ask you to bless this water. For you created water to make the fields fruitful and to refresh and cleanse our bodies. You also made water the instrument of your mercy, for through water you freed us from people, we freed your people from slavery and quenched their thirst in the desert. Through water the prophets proclaimed the new covenant you were to enter upon with the human race. And last of all, through water which Christ made holy in the Jordan, you have renewed our corrupt nature by the bath of regeneration. Therefore, may this water be for us a memorial of the baptism that we have received, and grant that we may share in the gladness of our brothers and sisters who at Easter have received or now will receive their baptism through Christ our Lord. May Almighty God cleanse us of our sins and through the celebration of this Eucharist today, make us worthy to share at the table of his kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, constantly accomplish the Paschal mystery within us, that those you were pleased to make new by holy baptism may, under the protective care, your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men filled with the Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community. So they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, come to him, a living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it says in Scripture, Behold, I am laying a stone in Zion, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in it shall not be put to shame. Therefore, its value is for you who have faith, but for those without faith, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that will make people stumble, and a rock that will make them fall. They stumble by disobeying the word, as is their destiny. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Many stories have been told, I'm sure, among yourselves and your own families. Even among bishops, we share stories. One bishop told me this week that he had spoken to another one in another part of this country, so no one near here. And he said one of the priests in his diocese asked, Bishop, what are we supposed to do? There's nothing to do. And the bishop said to him, I can tell you one thing to do. Clean your church and take the Christmas tree out of the confessional. When we go about our harried lives, we sometimes just put stuff in any empty space that's there, and that happens in the church too. But stopping and having time to look at what we are doing gives us the opportunity to cleanse ourselves, even the misuse of space, a holy space such as a confessional. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. I think that's what touched me so much this morning. Where two or three are gathered, Jesus is here. One of the opportunities we will have in the coming months and years is to reconsider the meaning of Sunday, the meaning of gathering, the meaning of coming together in a parish church or in this cathedral, which also serves as a parish. It is to be present to the one who is present to us, to generate his presence among us. First and foremost, he wants to be present to us. And he is present to us, even in our own world. But there's another presence that he promised, a stronger presence, when we come together in his name. And the lack of that in our churches, in our parishes, I know for our priests and for me has been very difficult. We have been able to share in the Eucharist, in his Eucharistic presence every day. But we've missed you, the people of God, our brothers and sisters whom we are committed to serve. And so it is wonderful to see you here today, and we look forward to the day when others will be able to join us as well. In a special way, I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all of you who are mothers here today, those that are watching or listening. It is a special gift that our mothers have given us by nurturing the faith that we have throughout our lives. And so we are grateful to you, our mothers, and with great affection we honor you today. If I could be a little personal today, I know there some of them are watching anyway, but my sister Martha and my sister-in-law Mary and Julie and Carol, to each one of you, happy Mother's Day. My cousin Ann, I know, is watching as well, and other friends and acquaintances, nieces and nephews. So thank you, and thank you for your love and support. Every human being has questions. Philosophy begins with questions. Who am I? Who are we? What is life about? And these questions arise because we are alive, and because God has given us a share in his image and likeness. And therefore, we want to know. We want to expand our understanding of life. Psalm 8 says this: "What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?" A question to God: who are we that you would care for us? These questions express the desire to grow as a human person, not just to know with the intellect, that too, but it is a desire to grow as a person, to the dignity of who we are as a person, not just through human knowledge, but through human experience as well, and especially the experience of encountering the truth in Jesus Christ. Jesus was asked questions himself. We know that in one place, the scribes and the Pharisees asked him a question to trick him, to put him in a corner. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Sometimes we're asked questions to discredit us. Sometimes we're asked questions to dishonor us, to trick us. Questioning is part of the human life and existence. Even in the gospel today, there are two questions to Jesus, and they have to do with life. Jesus, in the farewell discourse that we begin today in chapter 14 of St. John's Gospel, before he returns to the Father, he speaks of the place that he is going in order to prepare a place for you and for me. The gospel is not something of the past. The gospel is today, that Jesus has returned to the Father to prepare a place for you and for me. And Thomas, the good old doubting Thomas, says, "Where is it? Where's this place? Master, we don't know where you're going. How do we get there? We want to go, but we don't know how to get there." And Jesus reminds him not of where it is, but who he is. Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me." As we celebrate Christmas every year, we celebrate it with much joy and decorations and everything. But the truth of Christmas is that God the Father loves us so much, he sent us the way. He sent us his Son to show us how to arrive at the Father, to show us who the Father is, and to give us, by his own death and resurrection, the passageway into the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is the beauty of us being here again today in a special way. But there was also Philip. "Well, Master, show us the Father. Who is the Father?" And Jesus, with patience, but I'm sure a little bit of frustration, "I've been with you all this time, and you still don't know who the Father is?" I think sometimes, sisters and brothers, addressing it to us, we try to understand God with our heads. we try to somehow speculate, or we try to theologize who the Father is. And the church has done that. And that's the beauty of our church, which is able to, with human reality, speak to us, who is this God? But again, Jesus did not address the answer to that question in that way. He simply looked at Philip and said, have I been with you, me, Jesus, all this time? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you are not mine, he said, but they're the Father's. I came to reveal the Father to you. I came to be God's presence among you. And so whoever sees me sees the Father. You know, sometimes, sisters and brothers, and especially over these past weeks, I've come to understand more how beautiful our faith is and how simple it is. It's simple. We make it so complex. We make it so complex. But following Jesus Christ is difficult. Take up your cross, follow me. The cross of today. It's a simple language, it's a difficult reality. But it's the beauty of doing that that makes it so worthwhile. I found this morning a beautiful writing from one of the early fathers of the church, from the eastern side of the church, St. John Chrysostom, who, when he was summoned before the Roman emperor and threatened to be banished, he said, you cannot banish me, for the world is my Father's house. Well, then I'll kill you, exclaimed the emperor in anger. Oh, you can't do that, reported John Chrysostom, because my life is hidden in Christ, in God. Your treasures shall be confiscated then, the emperor said. He said, sir, you can't do that because my treasures are in heaven, where my heart is. Well, then I'll drive you away from your people and you shall have no friends left. He said, you can't do that either, sir, for I have a friend in heaven who has said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. In today's gospel, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he gives us that same assurance. I am the way. I am your friend. I am your treasure. I am your life. I am your home. And I show you the way to the eternal home that is yours. And so as we come together today, I think it is to renew ourselves, even as we say the creed today, with all the perhaps complex but beautiful and profound concepts and realities that are there, but to renew our faith in that simplicity that my Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. The book of the Gospels is simply a reflection of who I can be, who I want to be. I want to love my enemy. I want to be patient. I want to be kind. All the things that he tells me. And I want to do the will of the Father. I want to do God's will. Read the Gospels again with us throughout this year with that in mind. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I will teach you. I will be your friend. I will show you the way home. That's who Jesus is, as the way, the truth, and the life. And you know what he offers us, sisters and brothers? Something that all of us want. And unfortunately, something that we misunderstand. Nobody can give us freedom except Jesus Christ. True freedom. True freedom, which is the freedom of the heart, the freedom of life, the freedom that John Chrysostom expressed. You can take away my house. You can take away this. You can take away that. You can put me in prison, but you haven't taken anything from me. A recent cardinal of the church he's in the process of being made a saint, Cardinal Van Tuan of Hanoi, who was imprisoned for 14 years, took away everything from him. He said, "You can't take away God from me." He eventually had people sneak a bit of wine and a little bread into him every day. And he said Mass from memory. I was fortunate to be at one of his conferences after he was released. A joyful man, a simple man, a free man. Not free because he was out of prison, but free because he found Jesus Christ. That is my prayer for us today. That has been my prayer for us throughout these 6 weeks, that our faith will grow. Not in knowledge only, but in love. Love for Jesus Christ and love for his church. I will continue that prayer from now on out. God bless you. Sisters and brothers, let us now profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Through our baptism, we have become a priestly people. Therefore, we come before the Father today with these intercessions.
We pray for the church, that we may be a holy nation, a people of God, a people God can call his own, as we announce the praises of the one who called us out of darkness into his own wonderful light. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord, whose word is upright and whose works are trustworthy, may inspire leaders of nations with justice and right reason in their decisions and plans. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For people stumbling on their search for faith, that they may come to God through Jesus Christ, the only way to the Father, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Today we also pray for all mothers who have given us life and show us how to love, that their children will honor their many sacrifices by lives of service and virtue. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all married couples who are struggling with infertility, that the Lord may grant them his peace as they hope for the gift of a child, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, that they may enter the place Christ has prepared for them, especially all our mothers who have died, Gloria C. Hum, Joe Cueva, Leila Garaby, Louisa Garza, Michael Hayes, Tilly Science, Mary Gloria Cantu Ham. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus through illness, isolation, or anxiety, that God may extend his healing hand upon them and give them peace, healing, and recovery, we pray to the Lord. And in a special way for doctors, nurses, paramedics, medical researchers, public health officials, civic leaders, that they may be protected from all illnesses, restore many to health, and be rewarded for their personal sacrifices as they continue to minister to the sick with compassion and in service to the common good, we pray to the Lord. And for all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Loving Father, we trust that you hear the prayers we bring before you. Increase our faith and hear those prayers, these prayers which we have now made through your Son, who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. I would also like to greet my other sister-in-law, Tanya. I forgot to name in the list, and I'm sure I'll pay for it later. But happy Mother's Day, Tanya, as well. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him, the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising, the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. When asked the question, teach us to pray, Jesus taught this prayer.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisandro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.